Good evening, First Baptist family and friends. This is Darlene Williams, and I will be your facilitator for this Wednesday night prayer service. Before we get started, I just want to remind everyone that when the phones are unmuted, please quiet all background noise. And for those of you that are on the order of service this evening, please make sure you leave your phones unmuted, and I will call you, and then you will speak. You will hear a message saying that the line is open. So we will start this evening's service with a prayer by Deacon Wesley Riddick.
Father God, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all you do for us. I want to thank you for keeping us safe, able to put food on our table, allow us to pay our house note and our car note. I want to thank you for my son, my son Thomas. And Father God, I want to thank you for First Baptist. I want to thank you for the Deaconess Board, the Trustee Board, and the Deacon Board. But Father God, I thank you for all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. We will now have the scripture by Brother Christopher Bazemore.
Good evening, First Baptist Church, friends and family. I will be reading from the book of James, chapter one, verse 2-8. I repeat, I read from the book of James, chapter 1, verses 2-8, and it reads, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. If any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him. But when he asks, he must believe and not doubt, because he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. That man should not think he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all he does. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and hearing of his mighty word. Amen."
Amen. Amen. We will now have a prayer from Deacon Stephen Harris.
Thank you. Dear God, thank you so much. We have so much to be thankful for. And this year of 2023, you have blessed us with so much. You've blessed us with our family. You've blessed us with our health. You've blessed us with our communities, our church families. And you've also blessed us with our particular gifts and talents. We pray that you help us use our gifts and our talents for people who need it the most. We hope that you help us see their need and have them see the inspiration of your son, Jesus Christ. Please help us reach beyond ourselves, even beyond our institutions, and to the very margins that bring all of us to the center, which is you. We do all that we can to prepare, to serve more, fully, and we hope that you continue to empower us to do so. Please help us to seek out your word in this world, to invite and create a community of kindred spirits that will allow us to continue to grow your kingdom. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now we will have a moment of closed mic prayers so that you can speak to the Lord from your heart. Praise the Lord. Excuse me. We will now have a prayer from Deacon Orpheus Tucker.
Good evening. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. We thank you for being able to see, hear, touch, feel, and walk this evening. Provide a way for those who lack any of these, we pray. Lord, we are blessed because you are a forgiving God and an understanding God. You've done so much for us and still keep on blessing us, also our family and friends. We just want to say thanks. Thanks for opening doors to bless and close doors that will be detrimental. Forgive us for our sins, known and unknown. Continue to keep us safe from all dangers and harm, seen and unseen. Let us start another day with a new attitude and plenty of gratitude. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Our speaker for the inspirational moment this evening is Sister Kiara Martin. She is a D.C. school teacher, a Daisy Girl Scout leader at First Baptist, and a member of Joshua Circle. After we hear our musical selection for this evening, the next voice you will hear is that of Kiara Martin.
Thank you.
you, Lord.
Hello, Kiara.
Well,
Kiara Martin.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now. You can
start. I'm sorry.
No problem.
Good morning, FBC friends and family. My inspirational message is called Know Your Worth. Anytime you look outside yourself to determine your value, you're looking in the wrong place. Look inside you. You know your worth. Your value is inside you. Nobody can take it away from you. Nobody can take it away because it's yours. When you look to others for validation or signs of significance, you weaken yourself. They don't know you. You know you. When you want approval from others, you weaken your results. When you need approval from others, you go further from your truth. When you need approval from others, you do things for the wrong reasons. Your value is in you. Know your worth. Don't let anyone ever tear you down. Build yourself back up. Don't let other people put their self-doubt inside you. It's theirs, not yours. Let go of limiting beliefs and grab onto hope. Trust. You can't ask for something new and expect nothing to change. Let go of the doubts that hold you back. Let go of fears that consume. Let go of needing others' approval. The thing you right now is all that you need to accomplish what you want. In you right now is all you need to be happy and prosperous. When something you don't like happens, negative limitations and draining energy will bring you down. Now you must lift your energy back up. Don't let stress have its way with you. When something doesn't feel right, when you feel heavy, when people's words make you feel bad, run, leave. They don't determine your worth, you do. Protect your value. Don't let other people's negativity lead you astray. You can clear your energy through your mind. When someone or something puts doubt or fear in you, turn it into hope. Your thoughts are powerful. You are powerful. Some days you will need extra motivation. Say inspiring thoughts to yourself every day. Alter how you think. Your thoughts create your future. Turn doubt into hope. Turn fear into a belief. Turn resentment into love. You create the future you deserve. Nobody else does. You're on the right track. Don't let doubt bring you down. Don't let others' doubt make you hide. Trust yourself. Know your worth. Immerse yourself in patience and keep believing in yourself. Your mind is powerful. Everything happens because of your thoughts. That's why you need to believe in yourself. You limit yourself through your thoughts. You define your future because of your thoughts. Protect your thoughts. Deny negative people in your life. Do things that inspire you. Believe in yourself today. Choose to experience something different. Life is full of possibilities. Forget what others tell you. Tell yourself how important you are. Tell others about your dreams. Believe in yourself. Feel your power and know your worth. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Kiara. We will now have 20 seconds so that we can show Kiara our appreciation for her message.
Know yourself.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that. We will now have remarks from Reverend Dr. Emmett S. Young, the third.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Ms. Darlene and
all the wonderful participants that are on the prayer meeting tonight. All First Baptist Church family and friends, we greet you in the powerful, matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. What a wonderful time we've had this evening. We thank God for Sister Martin that's given us a good reminder of the power of affirmation, positive words, positive thinking that all stem from knowing who God is. The song did say, "You know my name," and we are grateful that God knows us in and out. As a matter of fact, her message reminded me of all those individuals years ago who, even though the obstacles were against them, decided not to give up, decided not to turn away, decided that no matter what people said about who they were, that they couldn't, they did. They stood in those places and spaces and dared for people to see them. And it's on those shoulders that we stand even today. So thank you once again, Kara, for reminding us to stand up and to leave and talk to ourselves, to encourage ourselves in the Lord. It's been an awesome day. We pray it's been a wonderful day for you, an awesome day for you. And here we are in the middle of the week as we look forward to this upcoming Sunday. It is our Youth and Young Adult Sunday. And we continue in this month of Black History. Our preacher for Sunday is Minister Lisa Tucker. So please continue to let friends and family know that they can worship with us in person or virtually. They can certainly go to our website and pick up the stream, and also on Facebook and YouTube, and those participants on Zoom as well. We are grateful to be able to worship together as a body of believers. We thank God for all those who stopped through the Mini Museum on Sunday. We sincerely hope that you had a wonderful time looking at the exhibits. There will be more exhibits added for this particular Sunday. And so after service, you can walk on over to Ida Clark Hall and see the new things that are going to be put out. We're excited about it. In this month, please make sure that you continue to look at the pastor's letter, all the information that's coming up as we celebrate this month and even on February the 26th. But before I get to the 26th, let me say on the 19th, from the challenge that's issued from Deaconess Harris a while back, yes, we will be at the Bolero on February 19th at 4 o'clock p.m., Youth and Young Adult Reunion. We've already had good feedback. Don't forget to register, fbcyouthministry712@gmail.com, fbcyouthministry712@gmail.com. There are a few people that apparently, I guess, are getting in line to try to whoop up on old Reverend Young here. And so we're going to look forward to trying to make sure that we can not just talk the talk, but bowl the bowl, if you will. So thank you so much for that and for those who are putting that together. On February 26th, Sunday, February 26th, immediately following the service, join us in Ida Clark Hall for Heart to Heart. That is a wonderful, wonderful just event that deals with heart health and exercise, games and prizes. You don't want to miss it. Our FBC Virtual Health Ministry is sponsoring this, and so we're glad to be able to join and partner with them and to support this event. It's going, like I said, it's going to be good, and you will also, you should have a flyer. There is a flyer attached to the pastor's letter for those that want to know more about the event. Black trivia. Yeah, black trivia for you. If you get the letter, you'll see the black trivia. Maybe you knew the answers from last week. Hopefully you did. And we have a new set of questions this week that will remind you of some black history moments and events. We're just having fun with this month. This is today, of course, is February the 8th. So next Wednesday will be the 15th, which means that before then is Valentine's Day. Hopefully you're have a wonderful time celebrating and all that. And we remember the greatest love that was given to us was the love of Jesus Christ. This is why at this moment now, because we know that God so loved the world that he gave us his only begotten Son, that we as believers come together and we pray. We focus on the Lord and we tell him all about it. If we can sing, lift every voice and sing. That chronicles the pain, the power, the promise of our rich history and culture. Then we at this time can lift our voices and believe that God will hear our prayers. That's my only ask, that as the line is open, these 20 seconds, that you would lift your voice up to God and believe that he hears your prayers. The lines will now be open for 20 seconds.
Dear Father, thank you. Thank you. I pray for the Fleet family, each and every member of the Clark family.
Thank you, God. You know I pray for the Church. Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Happy birthday, Christopher. Merry Christmas.
God of our weary years, God of our silent tears, thou who hast led us far along the way, thou who hast by thy might led us into the light, keep us forever in thy path, we pray. We thank you, God, for the truth and the strength of history. We thank you, God, that we've come this far by faith. We thank you, Lord, for your grace. We thank you for your beauty and your perfection. We thank you for your holiness. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the freedom that is in Christ Jesus. We thank you for giving us not just a second chance, but another chance in this life that you have granted us. To get things right, to forgive, to be forgiven, to step out on faith, to tell somebody about you, to reconcile, to be an ambassador for you, to be creative and innovative, to be who you called us to be. Thank you, God. And thank you for your love. A love that encompasses us, enhances us, empowers us to do great things. Lord, let us not fail because we are afraid. Allow us to exhibit a fearless faith that knows that you are stirring up the gift within us, that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and of a sound mind. So, God, we engage all of those things tonight. As we lift up our voices, our very hearts unto you, allow our hearts to sing not just with your praises, but also with patient trust in knowing that whatever we're praying about, that you will answer it. We're praying for healings in our bodies and the bodies of those who we know. We're praying that you would make a way out of no way for somebody who's struggling right now. We're praying for a job. We're praying for a career. We're praying, God, that in this waiting season, you will reveal to us what we need to be focusing on. We're praying for our church, Lord. We're praying, God, for our pastor emeritus, that you would give him strength, Lord God, like none other, and wisdom like none other. We're praying for our leaders, God, to give them what they stand in need of, to be able to lead the right way, God. We are praying, God, for the community surrounding the church, that they would understand and know how important this particular branch of Zion is. But more than that, we're praying that we'd be able to reach out to them and let them know how important you are, how important love is, how important partnership is. We thank you, God, for all the opportunities you have given to us. We're praying, Lord, that that we'd be wise in this time. We're praying, God, we would be able to give an answer for the hope that we have at every opportunity you grant us. We're praying, Lord, for possibly even a breakthrough in the housing market. We're praying, some of us are praying for a new ride. Some of us are praying, Lord God, that even we'd be able to be financially
more stable. We're praying. We have so many prayers, Lord, that have been lifted up to you. Somebody is praying right now out of the depths of their soul that you would grant them a faith like never before, because the obstacles in the valley moments that they've had have been too much and they are tired, and yet they need to know, Lord God, more than you are with them. They need to see it. And so I pray, we pray, God, that you would tangibly show up in the lives of your believers, Lord God. Give us a sign, give us a word, give us something to let us know which way to go and how we ought to go. When somebody's praying for the business, somebody's praying, God, that you will give them direction. Somebody is praying, Lord God, that what will they do with the business that you have granted unto them? Somebody is praying, Lord God, for their marriage right now. Somebody is praying for their children and their grandchildren right now. Lord, hear our prayer and answer by and by. We thank you, God, for we know that there is none like you. So in these moments, we trust you. We have patience in you. And we say, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you. Strengthen our church as only you can. As, Lord God, to strengthen even the pulpit committee in their search, Lord God. And Lord, give them, Lord God, what they need to be able to work with the congregation and to hear from you, Lord, who the next shepherds would be. Gracious God, have your way. This is not us, but it's all you. Have your way in every area of our lives. Have your way. Touch us as only you can with your finger of love, that we would be a shining light in the midst of a dark world, that people would look at us and see our changed lives and worship you. Have your way with us. We thank you. We magnify you. We love you. We glorify you. This is our prayer. In the precious name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, we pray. Now, may unto him, now unto him who is able to keep you from falling, to present you faultless before his presence with exceeding great joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, and dominion, and power, now, henceforth, and forevermore. If you love the Lord and you know who the Lord has made you to be, somebody say amen, amen, and amen. God bless. Have a wonderful rest of your week.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much for joining us this evening and being a part of this prayer service. Thank you again, Kiara, for your wonderful message. We ask that you would keep all of the announcements that were given in mind. And if you have any questions, you can call your circle leader. You can call the church office. You can look at the weekly letter, and you can get the information that way. Once again, we thank you for being a part of our service, and we look forward to seeing you on Sunday morning for youth service. And again, online next Wednesday for prayer service. Have a wonderful evening.